We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, what's going on? I am my SD mom, Amber.
I'm my SD mom, Sarah.
You know, parent shaming is a legit thing.
Ooh, it's so real.
So real. And it sucks because it's not fair. Because we all do things, like, for example, Jessica Simpson. Mm-hmm. She dyed her daughter's hair. Was it blue recently? Have you seen that story where she dyed her daughter's hair and posted pictures on Instagram?
Right.
And then people just started going after her for
that. Hating on her so hard. I can't believe you would let your little girl get her hair colored. But you know what the cool thing about that story?
What?
Was that pink came and got her back.
I love pink. Good.
And she posted pictures like, hey, for all of you shaming Jessica Simpson, like, hey, look at me too. I'm coloring my daughter's hair, and I think she dyed her daughter's whole head blue.
I think I saw something where she had posted, like, parent your own kids.
Yeah.
That
she
is
gets it
legit.
A lot. Pink gets parent shamed hard.
Which she shouldn't. She's like an amazing mom, from my opinion.
You know, but she's one of those singers that I think had, at least used to, share a lot of her private life. She would post pictures of her and her kids, like, on tour and on vacation. And she's dealt with so much of it that at one point recently, she said, you know what, I'm just not even going to let anybody comment on my pictures anymore. And so she turned off the commenting on her Instagram.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And so now she's just kind of like, oh, good. You got nobody can leave any negative comments. So she's like, I'm going to do whatever I want. And I think it's really cool that she came to the support of Jessica Simpson.
That is definitely rad. I love Pink. I love Jessica, too.
I know.
Here's my opinion, or here's my question.
Yeah.
Working in radio, we have to post a lot of, like, social media stuff.
Yeah.
How do you feel when you're about to post something with you and your kids? Do you ever feel hesitant? I know I do. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, are people going to get, like, opinionated about this post?
Yeah.
Should I post it? Should I be private?
To be completely honest, it is one of the things I struggle with most about this job. I don't mind being really open about myself. I have nothing, you know, nothing to hide. I don't really
feel part of the job.
Anything so private that I can't share it. But you do want to let people into the other part of your life. I think it helps connect you to them.
It makes you a human. It makes you real.
Makes you human. But there are a couple reasons why I struggle with it. One being just safety in general.
Yes, exactly.
99.9% of people are really cool and supportive, and they're just browsing through the internet the way the rest of us do.
Right.
But there's always that worry that one crazy person is going to
start
zoom
stalking
in on the picture and, like, look for an address or where your kids are going to camp. And I think that that's really scary, and I think it's real. I don't want to ignore that. But I also don't want to, like, completely shut down out of fear.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it makes you human. It makes you human when you post pictures of what you're doing with your kids and the family. But what I did is I kept my Instagram private. So I have my Facebook and Twitter is public.
And your family and friends.
Exactly. So it's like only like the close people I know can see my Instagram. And that's where I post most of my kids' pictures.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll share it to my Facebook page.
Yeah.
But I always have a moment of like, should I?
I know.
Yeah.
You have to. You have to run it through a couple of filters before you click post, you know?
And imagine being like a superstar, like Pink or Jessica Simpson.
So, like, we're nothing compared to, times that by a million.
Yeah,
of course. Like, that's not to say that I feel like, oh, I'm so special, people are going to come after me and my kids. But, I mean, there's just a lot of weirdos out there.
For sure.
And you have to be so careful now. But I one time in particular that I got shamed was something I didn't even think of. In the background of a picture was a trampoline. We chose as a family to get one of those spring-free trampolines.
Like a huge
allegedly,
one? Like the big backyard one?
It's a big one in our backyard.
Okay.
Allegedly, it's the safest kind of trampoline you can get because it doesn't have springs or whatever, but man, I wasn't expecting it, and other parents kind of went in hard. They have very strong opinions about whether or not trampolines are safe, and I get that, but that was one parent-shaming thing that
I
wasn't expecting.
That's insane. That's
people
silly.
Like, immediately, like, my husband or, you know, my wife is a is a surgeon. You have no idea how many broken bones and head injuries come from trampolines every year. And I was like, oh.
So what did you do with the picture? Did you take it down?
I think I ended up just taking the post down because people were starting to go at each other.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, okay, you know what? It's not that important. It's just a trampoline. We will be extra safe. Appreciate your concern. But, I mean, it just proves the point, though, that you can get shamed for anything.
A trampoline.
I think we all know
as adults the dangers of it, but it's still, you know.
Yeah, that one kind of blew me away.
That's funny.
So a friend of mine has one of those backpacks. She swore she'd never get it, but it was her third kid, and she got one of those backpacks with a leash attached. And she said she gets parent shamed all the time, gets the side eye.
Here's the deal. When I had one and then two, I would still parent shame other parents for it.
Yeah.
But after the third and the fourth, I totally understood because it's like trying to like rein everyone in when it's just you versus four.
I know.
I can totally see.
I know. You know, to each his own. And if it reduces stress in your life,
that's what matters.
All for it.
Exactly.
You know, it's good. It's just a reminder that none of us are perfect.
We all do things our own way.
We're all just trying to do our best.
Yes. Yeah, it's all about relieving stress and what makes you the best parent and whatever helps you out with that. And that's what matters in the long run. In the grand scheme of things, that's what matters.
We're all just trying to do our best and get through every day being a decent parent.
Exactly.
So it's just a good reminder. Check ourselves and not shame each other.
Yeah. Parent shaming sucks.
It does. Down with parent shaming.
Awesome. Well, I am my SD mom, Amber.
I'm my SD mom, Sarah.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.